Good morning.
Good morning.
Please tell me your name and position.
My name is Madeline McCarthy Anderson, and I am the Senior Regional Director of Operations for TJM Properties. It's a chain that owns and operates retirement communities.
How long have you been in St. Pete?
I've been in St. Pete my entire life, 32 years.
What organizations are you involved in?
I'm involved in quite a few organizations in the city of St. Petersburg, Leadership St. Pete, the Patrick Brett Foundation, the Better Living for Seniors. I'm involved through my work in several different capacities with the Alzheimer's Association.
What gets you out of bed every day?
My residents, knowing that I have a job that literally makes a difference in people's lives every single day.
Why St. Petersburg?
St. Petersburg is an incredible gem that the world is just starting to find out about. I think that it is a unique, beautiful city. We have so many great aspects to our city that make us so special. And it's about the community. It's about the feeling when you come here. It's a special place. And to me, St. Petersburg is just home.
What's one habit that you keep?
I enjoy working out. It is a way for me to release tension, release stress, stay in shape, stay healthy, and I enjoy working out.
Who are some people who influence you?
I would say that the primary person in my life that influences me is my father. He is a man that came from nothing and has built an incredible business, an incredible lifestyle, and in my opinion, a beautiful family. He works so hard every single day to provide for his family, to deal with things as they come, and his influence that he's had on me as a leader, as an individual, as a person is unparalleled. He's an incredible man.
What's one piece of insight, a book or a methodology or a practice that you would share with our readers?
Don't sweat the small stuff, and it's all small stuff. That book has changed my life. It is an incredible book because it relates to almost every aspect of life in that it is whether you have a busy day at work, knowing that there's always going to be things that are still in your in-basket. It's a series of 100 principles about things that people generally overthink or that they worry about. And each principle breaks down a different aspect of life and puts a new perspective for people on how to look at things differently. And it can totally change your attitude and give you a much greater sense of gratitude day to day.
What's one thing you wish you knew about your work that you knew 3 years ago?
If I had the opportunity to know something about my work a couple years ago, it'd probably be the best strategy on how to keep the multi-generational workforce happy. We are in a unique situation right now in that our economy is good. There are a lot of jobs and people don't necessarily have to earn jobs as much as they used to because we have an abundance of jobs available. And in my line of work in healthcare specifically, managing the expectations of the millennials versus those that come from the baby boomer generation from a management leadership employer standpoint, it makes for a difficult time as far as keeping everyone satisfied because what certain generations value doesn't necessarily apply to all. So I think that hiring the right people right now is the key to success and maintaining them. And in order to do that, you have to be able to appeal to a wide variety of individuals. And I think that if I had the ability to understand just how impactful that would be currently, 3 years ago, I'd be doing really good.
What's next?
That's a great question. I think that for me in my career, I'm going to continue doing what I'm doing. We are a company that acquires often in different regards. So that is something that I will keep close. My involvement in the city is probably what's next for me personally. I'm involved in Leadership St. Pete. I'm the chair of that this year. And moving forward, I look forward to continuing to make an impact on our city by getting involved in other ways to continue what I've learned and my love for this community and support for it.
Thanks, Madeline.
Thank you.